Fourth pack of Saita Mishnah Gimel. Third Mishnah. Other cases of women that do not drink the Mayim HaMoirim. Uberes Chaveirim and Ekes Chaveirim. A person who married a woman Shaloki Din. This is Isidur Rabbanan, that a woman who is pregnant and her first marriage was terminated either through death of her husband or divorce, she's not allowed to remarry as long as she's pregnant. Even if she just gave birth and she's within the 2 year period after the birth and she's nursing her children, also she's not allowed to get remarried because maybe she will not feed them properly because she's involved in the new family. Now, Kopanim, since the second person married her illegally, therefore, if she was nisteres under him, lo yishaisis, he cannot bring her to drink these waters. She won't get the ksuba because the maisa, she was negligent. She behaved improperly by the fact that she went and was mesiach of this person after being warned not to. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Chachamim say that the marriage is not unequivocally aser. It was aser to be with her while she's pregnant or after she gave birth. But what he could do is say, you know what? I'm married to you and it's aser for me to be with you. So let's separate for 2 years and afterwards we'll continue the marriage. So since the marriage itself is not aser be'etzem, it's just aser to live with her, then they say that she is potentially his wife, and if she behaves in this fashion, he can't have her drink the waters. Islandess is a cane of a shena roi leilid. A woman, islandess is infertile woman. She cannot have children, or she's an elderly woman, or she's in a roi leilid that she drank something that caused her reproduction organs not to function properly. The Tanakhama says that she also does not drink these waters because he holds that's only applicable to one that can potentially have children. Rabbi Lezer Aima Yechoyle Li Lisa Isha Acheres Whereas the Tanakhama says that it's really improper for him to marry such a woman that can't have children because it's a mitzvah for him to have pruruvu. So since it's an improper marriage, she doesn't drink these waters. Whereas Rabbi Lezer says there's nothing illegal about this marriage as long as he has another wife for pruruvu, and therefore it's an acceptable marriage and she should be able to drink these waters. If she did that, she was misyached with the person after being warned by her husband. V'shakol anoshim, all other women, oshoises are not l'ksuve. They either drink these waters, or loy not l'ksuve. Or if they don't want to drink it, like we saw before, they lose their ksuve.